The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Breaking news at the Morning Skate. Gary Bettman has stepped aside and the new commissioner of hockey is Mike Keenan. April Fool.
Wow. What the heck are you talking about? Very good. Well done. Yes.
What's going on here? The Sharks are coming off a victory. I think it's kind of cool that the Sharks are coming back home after basically knocking the St. Louis Blues out of the playoffs. It's not official, but that pretty much did it.
What saved them is that the Calgary Flames beat the LA Kings, so they're still in the hunt. But all my years, Danny, doing this, one thing I've realized, winning is way better than losing. That's my big deep thought for this morning on April Fool's.
Ron Wasky, whom I've known for many years, was the longtime equipment manager of the New York Islanders, got four Stanley Cups. He would get on the bus after games and he'd say, winning is fun.
Winning is fun, and the guys felt it thanks to an outstanding performance by Mackenzie Blackwood in the first period especially. The Sharks got their game going in the second. St. Louis, we knew, came out in the third and put the urgency back in their game, but Mackenzie was just great. His 10th shutout, I do believe, of his career.
10th of his career, second as a Shark. You remember his first one?
No.
It was against the Seattle Kraken on January 30th.
I don't remember that at all, as a matter of fact. That's what happens when you get old. But Mackenzie was great. He has been so good. The team had some jump. They looked like they got some jump this morning. As we know, it doesn't always carry over, but certainly the spirit level is up as compared to the last few games.
I want to talk about one player in particular that, you know, doesn't get over the radar, is usually under it. But I think he's doing a lot of little things that are really quite amazing. You know, we talked during the game, last game, Brett Hedek and I, and you and I did too, about how well William Eklund is producing and progressing. And he made a couple great plays without the puck that were almost as important as the assist that he got. But how about Ryan Carpenter and the value that he brings to this team each and every day? I can count maybe on two hands in the last game the number of times that he actually, because of his extra hustle, won a little battle and basically maximized the talents that he has.
David Quinn said the other day when we were talking to him about how you have to figure out your place in the game. How you have to figure out how to play with and without the puck. Because not everybody plays the same way. You want your team to play the same way as far as within the scheme, but individually, you got to learn about how to check if you're not very big, how to attack and be quick if you're small or smaller. You've got to learn how to find your place in the game. And the other thing he said was, you can't cheat the game. The game will figure you out. Ryan Carpenter doesn't cheat the game. Ryan Carpenter does not ever take a shift off. He understands that he has had to work his tail off to get to the National Hockey League and be a consistent every game player. And he's inspiring to watch because he can play any position and you trust him when he's out there that he's going to do the right thing.
It's also all the more important to recognize at the beginning of the season that he was thought to be a top center on the AHL team, the San Jose Barracuda. Maybe good for a recall here and there because of his experience due to the fact that he's played in the NHL and is relatively reliable, as you said. But I think he's done much more than that.
Oh, way more than that. Had to step in because of the situation with the centers, with the Sharks. But also, he was also coming up and playing on the wing. And once he got up, he stuck around. Why? Because he made it impossible for the team to send him back to the Barracuda because he was just playing too well. He's dependable as can be. Is the great, speaking of dependable as can be, the great Mike Ricci walking over from the Barracuda practice and stepping on the ice. But, you know, you look at Mike Ricci, and you kind of you can compare Ryan Carpenter. Now, Mike was a higher draft choice, and Mike was in the NHL right off the bat. But Mike was a high was an offensive player in junior. He wasn't an offensive player, really, as compared to some of the other top stars in the NHL. But he figured out a role. He figured out, how can I be an NHL player? Our good friend Jamie Baker, terrific college player, offensively a threat all the time. Went into Quebec Nordique camp and saw Joe Sakic. Was it Sundin was there?
Yep.
And Stastny?
Yep.
And figured, I'm not going to be on the number one power play. I better figure out a way to stay in the NHL. Ryan Carpenter has done the same thing.
And he's having some of the same results, too, helping a hockey team be better than it would have been if he weren't there. Speaking of the Barracuda, you just mentioned Mike Ricci scooting over from Barracuda practice to jump on with the NHL team here tonight. Sharks are playing the Kraken tonight, but the Barracuda made some news because it was announced that Philip Bystedt, when his season ended for Linköping, he's coming over here to play in the American Hockey League. Now, he was a first-round draft pick a couple of years ago. The pick was made by Doug Wilson and his staff. But this guy has had a couple of really good World Junior tournaments. This season, played 47 games, 8 goals, 9 assists, plus 6. He's a guy that's, shall we say, a reliable guy. Big and rangy, over 6 feet tall, and he's 6'4", in fact. But he's 198, so he's got some room to grow. But this is somebody that I think Sharks fans should take interest in, because I think they're looking at him as a projected third-line reliable guy in the NHL down the road. But these are guys that help you win the Stanley Cup.
I ask how big he is because the Sharks are not a big team. They're one of the smallest teams in the National Hockey League.
Hey, by the way, scoop on that.
Yeah.
Tomas Hertl apparently texted David Quinn the other day and said, I knew we were a little bit smaller, but when I walked into the Vegas locker room, now I know how small we were.
They're monsters.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, big team. And so the Sharks, I think, are the second smallest team in the National Hockey League. And that's tough because this is still a big man's game. So you've got Bystedt and you got Shakir on the horizon, two very big guys. Yeah, they still can get some muscle on them, and that'll get taken care of by Steve and the boys upstairs in the strength and conditioning.
Or the Larry Robinson method. Larry Robinson told me once, he said, I joined the Montreal Canadiens for the first time, and I was 170 pounds, and by the end of the year, I was 195. Why? Because I drank a lot of beer with the guy. That doesn't happen anymore.
Not anymore. No, not anymore. Now it's all conditioning and nutrition and protein shakes and whey protein. And
more like Warren Beatty in the movie Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to work. You got to go to work. And, you know, the thing about having a bigger, rangier defense is only going to help the Sharks as we move forward here. You got some defensemen who won't be on the team even next year. So, you know, I've done the Barracuda games, about 13 or 14 of them this year. Shakir Mukhmudulin is a stud. And if Bystedt can work up to that level, that's good things for the Sharks.
Also good for the Barracuda in the final stretch of their regular season. They won 4-1 yesterday, and hopefully we'll get on a nice run to end the year for more development for these guys. But I agree with you. The Barracuda games that I've been to, Shakir Mukhmudulin's the best player on the ice. It's not even close.
Best player in the organization sometimes.
Sometimes he is.
And that's not hyperbole.
And he's probably the best defenseman in the organization.
I think he is. And again, that's not condemning the defenseman we have here.
No.
That's praising how good this guy is. And I do like the fact that he's playing still at the Barracuda and he's developing there. This is his first year on North American ice. So it's important he gets that. I'd like to put a heart rate monitor on the kid, though. Man, oh man, he does not get rattled out there. He is so calm, but he's physical. He gets up in the play, shoots the puck. So that is not a condemnation of the players up here. It is praise for Shakir about how good he is and how good Mike Greer did on that trade.
Outstanding job by Mike to get a guy like Shakir Mukhmudulin tonight. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time with the Sharks and the Kraken. Very quickly, Seattle coming off a 3-0 loss in their recent game to Dallas. Sharks have a shutout win in their game. What's going to give?
Not sure. They called up Shane Wright, their first-round draft pick from 2 years ago. And it'll be interesting to see what he does. This is still a team where the Sharks have not really historically played that well against. They need to have their A game going today.
We'll see what happens. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.